nature troubles incidental. Any kind of travel can be won if you will just follow the sun. Keep smiling.
Texaco dealers know that you want your car to be in the best condition for safer, more enjoyable driving. So they have developed a new and better service method for your car. They call it Texaco Circle Service, and it's free when you stop for Fire Chief gasoline. Circle Service helps prevent needless wear and tear on the motor and expensive repairs. Circle Service helps make driving safer for you, your family and friends who may be driving with you. It includes cleaning the glass around the car and seeing that the tires are properly inflated. Surely the man who serves you Fire Chief gasoline and checks your car under the new systematic Texaco Circle Service method is the man with whom you will want to do business. So next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now, for your pleasure, the 45,000 Texaco dealers present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello there, Eddie.
Well, I just flew back from Washington.
Well, did you take Ida and your daughters along?
Oh, yes. And when they all walked in the White House with me, the doorman yelled, "Oh, Mrs. Roosevelt, there's a troop of Girl Scouts downstairs to see you."
Well, I hope you paid a visit to Congress.
A visit? Why, yeah. I made a speech for him. Told them some jokes, sang songs. Jimmy, I must have been on a half hour, and would you believe it? Not one congressman woke up.
Oh, no, Eddie, no. No, you're kidding, Eddie.
No, honestly, one congressman didn't move for so long that the insurance company paid off his wife. Gee, those poor congressmen, they sit and sit and sit.
Well, they're going to have to do a lot of sitting around this special session.
You bet. In fact, they've got a tailor now making special clothes for them.
Yeah?
Suits with 22 pair of pants.
Well, you know, with this session going on, the hotels must be very crowded.
Oh, Jimmy, the hotels, they're packed. And the funny thing, I learned the guests carry their own baggage.
No.
The bellboys were all Republicans. The last thing they carried were Maine and Vermont.
You know, tell me, what about your Department of Public Economy? You know, last week you promised us some new forms of taxes.
Jimmy, I've got them. All kinds of taxes. A tax on bachelors, hitchhikers.
Oh, no, you're not taxing hitchhikers.
Why, you never heard of thumb tax?
Thumb tax.
Oh, we have regular rates. A hitchhiker in a limousine is charged 20 cents. In a coupe, charged 10 cents.
Yes, but supposing a hitchhiker is found riding in Jack Benny's Maxwell.
Oh, then he's charged with vagrancy.
Vagrancy, yeah.
And, Jimmy, the greatest revenue will come from cars parked on lonely roads.
Well, you know, I guess there is plenty of spooning going on in parked cars.
Spooning?
Yeah.
Why do you think that Elysian Park mountain slipped last week?
I don't know.
It just kept looking at all the couples necking in parked cars and finally went all to pieces. Jimmy! James?
Yes?
I've got a government inspector tonight on all highways with registers around their necks charging 10 cents a kiss.
An idea, Eddie. Why don't you make me an inspector?
Okay, Jimmy. Here's a badge. Here is a cash register. And we're off to Griffith Park.
Let's go.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yes?
Jimmy, keep your eyes open for cars with romantic couples in them. On each kiss, we collect 10 cents tax.
Look, there's a car over there. And look who's in it. Pinky and Fifi.
Pinky Tomlin and Fifi. Well. Pinky and Fifi, why, that cowboy can't make love. Let's listen to him.
You know, Fifi.
Yes, Pinky.
You sure are the best looking filly I ever did see. And I'd sure like to see you grazing around my pasture down in Durant, Oklahoma.
Oh, Pinky, you must not be so romantic.
Oh, I can't help it, Fifi. When I'm spooning, I guess I'm just a ball of fire. Kiss me.
No, 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 no.
Oh, please, a little kiss won't cost you nothing.
Yeah, that's what he thinks.
Oh, please, Fifi.
Well, all right, you may kiss me just once.
Mm. Oh. That guy even kisses with a drawl. Hello, folks.
Oh, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, bright eyes. How did you...
Fifi, I'm here on government business. You two are guilty of kissing and there's a tax.
But we did not kiss.
Go away. I saw everything while I was sitting in that tree.
So it was you. I thought it was an owl.
An owl?
Now, don't try to get out of it, Fifi. I got plenty of money. In Oklahoma, I got oil wells all over the place. Mr. Cantor, how much is a fine for kissing Fifi?
10 cents.
10 cents, eh? Well, here's my nickel.
Yep.
Oh!
Jimmy, how Well, how do you like that?
Jimmy.
Listen to that car. Listen to that car.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, looks like we're gonna hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
Hello, mister.
Howdy, stranger. What's the idea of butting in here?
Butting in. Look at my badge. I'm gonna fine you 10 cents for every time you've kissed that woman since you've been parked here.
Okay, here's $50.
Wait a minute, $50? How long have you been parked here?
I don't know, stranger, but could you all tell me who won the war?
Why, the Allies won the war.
Oh, shucks. I've been rooting for the South.
Yeah. Get out of here. How do you like that?
Well, Eddie, there are plenty of customers around. Just look at all those parked cars.
Yes, Jimmy. And get a load of who's sitting in that roaster over there.
Who is it?
It's Jack Renard. Shh. He's talking. Listen.
Oh, my precious darling. I love you. I am putty in your hands. You can wrap me around your little finger. I must kiss you and feel the touch of your a warm, a ruby, a lips.
I'll go get him, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Renard, stop kissing that woman.
There's no woman in this car. I was kissing myself in the mirror. Gee, I'm cute.
Yep. Wait a minute. Look at that car, Jimmy. There are two more violators.
That's right.
Say, Jimmy.
Yeah?
Kissing is 10 cents. Wait a minute. What am I going to charge him for biting? Wait a minute. Pardon me, mister. How many times have you kissed her while you were parked here?
15 times.
15 times? Well, I'm from the government. I'll have to fine you $1.50.
But why should I pay a fine for kissing my own wife?
Wait a minute. She's your own wife?
Yes.
And you kissed her 50 times? Here, mister, you take the cash register.
You know, Eddie, I think we better get back to the studio for the broadcast.
No hurry. Let's tune in on the radio in this car.
Okay.
Pinky should be doing his new Christmas song about now. And if he is, we'll join him, huh?
I don't want any skates or candy, and a choo-choo train will never do. But in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
Other presents would come in handy, I could use a little thing or two. But in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
Oh, the jingle bells are ringing through the hills and dells. Oh, the jingle bells are ringing, but I would much rather hear those wedding bells.
Everything will be fine and dandy, and I hope my hope comes true. For in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
Mr. Sandy Claus is short on dough. His financial standing must be mighty low. Maybe you'll think I'm touched in the head, but I saw Sandy's suit and I know he's in the red. So you can give his gifts to Mr. and Mrs. Dokes. All I want is a razor to shave the whiskers off Kenner's jokes.
The jingle bells are ringing.
That's Kenner ringing my neck.
Ringing through the hills.
Beverly Hills.
Jingle bells are ringing.
That makes twice you ring 'em. Everything will be fine and dandy,
and I hope my hope comes true. For in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
Jingle bells, ring him out and through. Oh, what fun that Santa Claus will only bring me you.
Well, Fifi, this is the first day in my new office. As my secretary, you know what you have to do.
Yes, sit on your lap.
Yeah, wait a minute. What makes you think you must sit on your employer's lap?
Well, in Paris, I was secretary to a man.
Yeah?
And he said to me, Fifi, if you do not sit on my lap and hug and kiss me, I will kill you with this knife.
Fifi, what happened?
Well, I am here.
Now to work. Where's my knife? What am I saying? Wait a minute. I mean, I want to give you some letters.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I'll tell you what we're waiting for. We're waiting for Wallington to come in. He's got the next line. All right, Johnny.
Excuse me, Eddie. I'm sorry. You know, your bachelor tax is going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah?
There's a gang outside waiting to see you.
Who's afraid? Send them in. I'm not afraid of anybody.
Hey, Cantor.
Yes?
I'm a bachelor.
You're a bachelor?
Yes, I'm a bachelor. Is it true that you're putting a tax on bachelors?
It certainly is. And if you bachelors don't like it, you can get married.
Not me. No, sir. I believe in single bliss. It saves money.
You're wrong. Don't forget the two can live as cheap as one.
Yeah, if one of them don't live long. Cantor, the trouble with marriage is that everything becomes two.
Yeah.
A marriage license, that's $2. Then it's meals for two, a home for two. Then Niagara Falls and railroad tickets for two.
Yeah, but you're not always two. After marriage, time passes, and then pretty soon, you'll be through.
Yeah, you're through.
Yeah, no, what are you talking about?
I said everything is two.
Yeah, after marriage, time passes, and pretty soon, you'll be three.
Three?
Yeah.
That's what...
Yes, you'll be three.
That's what Mr. Dionne thought.
Yep.
No, sir.
Well, Pinky Tomlin used to be a confirmed bachelor like you are, but now he's changed. Hey, Pinky.
Yes, Mr. Cantor.
Pinky, tell this gentleman when you're going to get married.
Well, Mr. Cantor, I'm not going to get married.
What? What's the matter with you?
Look, I've been thinking it over. Well, what I need a wife for, it's just a matter of companionship, and I spend most of my time with horses.
I know, Pinky, but on a cold winter's night, it's not going to be good with a horse's hoofs on your back.
You're telling me. How do you think I broke my arm?
Pinky, what made you change your mind about getting married?
Well, you see, Mr. Cantor, I like to go out with a different girl every night in the week.
Pinky, you can't do that. Maybe it's all right to take out a different girl every night while you're young, but what are you going to do when you're an old man?
Well, I reckon I'll have to stay home Mondays.
Get out of here!
Well, Cantor, you still haven't shown me one good reason for marriage.
Oh, don't talk like that. Why, marriage is something built to last.
Yeah, well, so's Alcatraz, but who wants it?
Say, you're not comparing marriage with Alcatraz? Why, marriage? Marriage is a beautiful word.
It's not a word. It's a sentence. Well. Come on, speak up. I'm still waiting for someone who likes your tag.
Come in.
Pardon me, Mr. Cantor, but I've been listening to you, and I think you're teaching a wonderful lesson.
Yeah.
Why everybody should get married. I and many like me are very thankful to you.
Well, it's very nice of you to say so. You must be a happily married man.
Not me. I'm a Justice of the Peace from Glendale.
Get on.
Well, you cannot convince me, Mr. Cantor.
I guess not, but wait till you meet the right girl, and the first thing you know, you're married. Then in a little while, you'll be happier than you've ever been in your whole life. You'll have a boy, your own son. You watch him grow. He's 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and you're walking to school with him. As you watch him study, you realize that your son is showing signs of great intelligence.
Yeah, I guess my boy would be smart.
Oh, sure. He grows up, starts playing football. He's the star of his team, and when he gets to college, he's picked as the All-American quarterback. His team wins the Eastern Championship, and they play in the Rose Bowl.
Say, it's going to be hard to get tickets for that game.
He falls madly in love with a girl. They become engaged, and you give them your consent to get married. They're a lovely-looking couple, and to the strains of the wedding march, dum, dum, ta-dum, you walk down the aisle with your boy.
Hey, so long, Mr. Cantor, I'm going.
Going?
Yeah, I got things to do.
Things what?
Say, I'm not going to my son's wedding without a high hat.
Yep.
Eddie, listen, the bad Russian's outside. He wants to take your tax plan back to Russia.
Oh, he hates me when I speak English. I'll have to talk with a Russian accent.
Out of my way.
The mad Russian.
How do you do?
Listen, are you coming here to make trouble for me again?
No, I only want to know one thing.
Yes.
What is the lowest thing in the whole world?
The lowest thing in the whole world is a short, sawed-up, hammered-down shrimp with a big mouth and a homely puss.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Yep. Get away!
You know, the Russian government sent me down.
Yeah?
They want me to find out what you do to people who don't pay their taxes.
In America, if you don't pay taxes, bing, it's goodbye for 5 years.
And in Russia, if you don't pay your taxes, bang, it's goodbye forever. How you like that, Weasel Puss?
Yeah, wait a minute, Weasel Puss. You know, Russian, when I'm looking at you, I'm thinking of caviar.
Oh, I give you an appetite, then.
No, caviar. I'd like to cover your face with a blanket.